Now, from our KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
After previously endorsing Governor Mike Dunleavy's bid for re-election, the Alaska Republican Party at their convention this past weekend in Fairbanks endorsed fellow Republican gubernatorial candidate Charlie Pierce, who took to social media to express gratitude that the Alaska Republican Party voted to endorse Pierce for governor and Colonel Edie Grunwald as lieutenant governor. Pierce says that the acknowledgement of their preparation and recognition to lead the state into the future is an honor, and Pierce followed up his statement by telling KSRM.
Well, I think it speaks to the qualifications that both Edie and I bring to the offering. And we have talked about our experiences, both of us having a different career paths, but similarities in some of the responsibilities that we've both felt. I think it speaks to that. I think the Republican Party recognizes that we need leadership now more than ever. And I believe they've kind of agreed that our application requested their support, and they evaluated us. And I think that through that evaluation process, I think we have been recognized and confirmed that we do offer the necessary skill set to guide the state for the next 4 years.
Pierce says that he and Grunwald are running this race to represent all Alaskans.
And our plan is to focus on the needs of all Alaskans and make this certainly a better place to live. And I'm excited about the team we've put together. And then along the way, we've worked together and have been kind of pointed as to the direction we wanted to go. One of the things we wanted to achieve and accomplish was just having the Republican Party endorse us. And it was important to us. We are Republicans, and I believe we do represent the principles of the Republican Party very well.
Primary election day is Tuesday, August 16th, and the last day to file as a candidate for the primary election is on or before June the 1st. The Alaskan Independence Party held its convention at the Soldotna Regional Sports Complex on Saturday, April 23rd. Delegates arrived from Fairbanks, the Matsu Valley, Anchorage, and the Kenai Peninsula. Keynote speakers included Rick Davidge, who spoke on the constitutional violations of federal government regarding Alaska's lands, Dr. Forrest Neighbors, who spoke on how American culture and politics affect Alaska, and Terrence Shanigan, who touched on the need to renegotiate Native sovereignty. AIP Chairman Bob Byrd spoke to KSRM on party endorsement.
We had e-videos from Sarah Palin, Nick Begich, Mike Dunleavy, Kelly Chewbacca, Charlie Pierce, and then a personal speech from Representative Christopher Kirkup. The AIP decided that we are going to endorse any AIP candidate that is running for office and then make endorsements depending on who survives the Proposition 2 primary, which is universally detested by the AIP. So as such, we also have John Howe of Fairbanks, who put his name in for both the U.S. Congress and governor. And so we'll be officially endorsing him, who was a long-standing member of the party since its birth in Fairbanks 40 years ago. But we'll see who we will endorse after the primary.
Endorsements for non-party members will be made after the special June and regular August primaries. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.